Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. We're with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We have a story about the New York Racing Association, NYRA, the group often under scrutiny over the past several years, sometimes with some major problems and issues. Now they want to go private.
Yeah, and it's something we follow very closely up here because it runs the Saratoga Springs Thoroughbred Racing Track. Yesterday, the 16-member board, the majority of whom are appointees of Governor Andrew Cuomo or the state legislature, voted to recommend that the legislature transfer control of the organization and its three thoroughbred tracks back into private hands. NYRA was placed under state oversight in 2011 following financial losses and a bankruptcy, allegations of mismanagement, and a scandal concerning overwithholding of money on some exotic wagers. NYRA was $25 million in debt at that time. On Tuesday, the reorganization board offered state legislators two privatization plans, though members say they prefer a future board structured with state appointees still playing a significant role. Under the plan, that would keep state officials involved, the governor would pick two members, including the chairman, and the majority leaders of the Assembly and Senate would each have one pick. The rest of the board would be picked by the NYRA's Executive Committee Board. NYRA, again, was placed under state oversight in 2012, and last year, Governor Cuomo extended the supervision for a fourth year. Under current law, NYRA had to submit a reorganization plan to the legislature by next week, and Cuomo and the legislature is to make a decision on this. Several board members, including veteran board member Steve Dunker, said NYRA had seen benefit from having public appointees involved in helping reorganize the association and said NYRA would benefit from their continued involvement. Board members said a fifth straight year of state oversight was included as a possible option they're handing over to the legislature, but none of the reorganization board members support that. Both privatization options will be forwarded to the state legislature, which is expected to take the matter up sometime prior to adjourning for the year in June. Under either option, NYRA would remain a nonprofit organization whose proceeds are dedicated to racing. Local officials in Saratoga have generally called for returning NYRA to private control, saying it will allow NYRA to better plan for the future. You know, over these past few years under the reorganization board, the organization became debt-free. NYRA turned a profit in both 2014 and 2015. It also invested $20 million in track improvement, including improvements in fan areas and on the backstretch Saratoga race course, which we like to say proudly up here is the nation's oldest operating track.
Judy Patrick in the paper today, along with other stories. You can go to dailygazette.com for more information. Judy, we thank you so much.
Thanks, David.